resolve concerns in close. Let's talk about concerns that come up inevitably in this process. I love what Mark said earlier. Objections are questions to test your own belief and conviction. From the other person's point of view, what we believe is that any of these concerns, and frankly, I almost don't even care what the concern is, 99% of all of the concerns are really, they're wondering whether this is going to work for them or not.
So 99% of all concerns and objections are really whether it works and it works for me. That's the key point. Remember that. Does it work and does it work for me? Sometimes some of the objections that people ask you, for example, tell me about those ingredients. You know,
what are the ingredients? How does this product work?
They don't really want to know about all the ingredients. They think they might. They want to sound smart. So they ask some of these questions. But what they're really asking when they ask that is, does it work and does it work for me? So how do you resolve those concerns?
Another common concern is, you know, I just don't know that I have enough time. You know, I don't think I have the time to do this.
Or is that a pyramid scheme?
Or, you know what, I don't know that I really, I mean, I don't know people. Or, you know, I'm not into sales. You know, I mean, think of all of the concerns that you've ever heard in regard to the business. And what my theory is that they're all the same concern. What they are saying is,
does this work?
And will it work for me? That's the real issue. And let's think about this. Let's say somebody says, I don't have time. That's a common one. Or I don't have money, right? Whatever. Let's say you don't have the money. I think that's a great one. So you ask them in the follow-up, what did you like about what you heard, right? That's the magic question. And they say something like, well, you know what? I don't think I have the money. Pause. What are they really saying? Are they saying I don't have the money? No, they're saying, does this work and will it work for me? If we could fast forward in life, if this was like a DVR, TiVo or whatever, you know, we could fast forward their experience and they could see themselves being successful. They could see themselves taking income home. They could see themselves experiencing the lifestyle with a successful business. And they could see that right now, have that knowledge, then rewind back to this situation right now. Are they going to have that concern? Are they going to say, I don't have the money? Not a chance. They will, at that point, find the money because they resolve their own concern. The question really is they're looking in the future and saying, does this work and will this work for me?
So when we're resolving concerns, I want you to take out a pen and paper and write this down, or take out your blueprint and open to one of the note pages on resolving concerns and closing. And I want you to write this down. Here's how you're going to resolve 99% of all the questions out there. Seth, what would you say? How would you resolve a concern like, I don't have the money?
Well, Mark, I don't know about that. All I know is I got involved in the business and last month I paid my mortgage with my LifeVantage check.
Or, you know, I don't know about that. All I know is I have a friend, and with her first check, she paid for her mortgage and for her car payment.
So, Mark, here's another concern. What if I say, Mark, you know what, I just don't know that I have time to do this business.
You know, I don't know about that. All I do know is I have a friend. She was about 23, 24 years old, a single mom, had 3 or 4 kids, and she went on through network marketing to make 6-figure income per month. Or here's another concern. You know, Seth, I don't have a lot of friends.
You know, Mark, I don't know about that. All I know is I have a good friend, Jack, who was years into his retirement, and he started building this business, and he's had great success in the last 2 months. What about this concern, Mark? Well, I just don't know if I believe in the product. It sounds too good to be true.
You know, Seth, I don't know about that. All I do know is I have a friend, Eileen, and for about 20 years, she had joint pains, and she got on Protandim, and after about 5 days, the joint pain went away. She said it was still tender, but most of the pain was gone.
This statement, I don't know about this, this approach, I don't know about that. All I know is, insert story is golden. It is the key. not to resolving concerns, because I can't resolve your concerns. I can't resolve Mark's concerns or Sam's concerns, but it is the key to unlock the door so that they can resolve their own concerns.
Because guess what? Remember that objection, the time, the money objections? It's really about, can I do this and does it work for me? And that's the key objection. When you say, I don't know, for example, when someone asks you about the ingredients, and if you say, I don't know, do you think they're going to keep bugging you about all the different ingredients? No, they're just going to stop. And then you insert a story, because facts tell and stories sell. And even though we're not in a sales business, what we want to do is, of course, we want to work with these people, right? So facts tell, stories sell.
And again, their objection is just a mask for the real question, can I do this? And so when we say, I don't know, we're actually truly answering their question. I don't know if you can do this. I don't know if it's going to work for you. All I do know is it worked for somebody else. It worked for me. It worked for Shawnee. It worked for Jack. It worked for Mark. That's powerful.
So one of your jobs is just to gather testimonials of the business and the product. Just as you go out and start to build this business and work with people, gather stories of how it worked. True stories. Don't fabricate them, but just gather the true stories and testimonials of the business and the product.
And again, there's no need for exaggeration here. One of the best places that you can keep those stories is in the notes pages in the blueprint. Keep those on hand. The stories that hold us together, the true stories that really hold us all together, are our own experiences. You know, I remember when I first got involved in network marketing, I was on such new ground, foreign ground. I was so unsure of myself. And what I fell back on was the true stories that were happening to people all around me. The true stories in the business, the mentors that I was seeing who were helping me, and I saw where they were after a year of dedicated work, the true stories that were happening with the product, I could always fall back. You know, when the doubts started creeping in, not if, but when the doubts started creeping in to my mind, I could always fall back on those true stories, those experiences, those testimonials. And I knew that the product had worked for me. And because of that, I'm here today. If you can share that with those C's, those clients, the people looking at the business, it will greatly increase your ability to change their lives, because they'll make the decision to join us.
You know, I remember when I first got started in this industry, network marketing, 18 months into it, not making a lot of money, working so hard, but making just so little money in this business. It was those stories of the people, not just stories, true life examples of people actually making money in this business, actually succeeding. And I would look at them and see where they came from and where they're at. And that just gave me hope. And it kept me going and going and going. And this business is all about time. We know it's a business and it's not a slot machine. And so if we can just buy time with people, and if they have the desire to want it, then you can teach them the skills like resolving concerns and closing or following up or whatever. You can teach them the skills. We just got to buy time. But those stories are so important. Why? Because it gives you hope. And if you just keep doing and implementing this proven plan, it'll help you succeed. And that's how I started, just using this proven plan, using the principles here. And as we did it over and over again, guess what happened? We finally succeeded. And it works 100% of the time.
So my all-time favorite resolve concerns approach is, I don't know about that. All I know is insert story. Another effective approach is what has been commonly referred to in the industry as the feel, felt, found approach. This is really where you're just connecting. Again, this is a people business. It's connecting with people. Somebody says, you know what? I just don't think I have the time. And I might say something like this, you know what? I think I know how you feel. I felt the same way. And what I found is that I could only approach this business on a part-time basis. So I worked it on Saturdays and the evenings and a lunch meeting once in a while. You know, just connecting with people. But if you can feel what they feel, you tell them that you felt that way, and then what you found, you're giving them the opportunity to resolve their own concerns.
Because it becomes real. I can relate to you now. And when I can relate to you, it gives me hope and it answers my own concern.
So, Mark, here's a concern that's common in the industry. Is this some pyramid scheme? Is this network marketing? Because if it is, if it's MLM, I don't want to have anything to do with it. I've done that before.
You know, and I can understand how you feel, because I remember feeling that same way. I remember when my friend called me when I first got involved in network marketing, and he called. I said, there's no way I want to be involved in that. And I told him no, but at the same time, I didn't want to be dumb. And so I just listened. And here's what I found. I remembered Albert Einstein, and he said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And I didn't want to go crazy because I was going cuckoo, because I wanted time. I was going cuckoo. And I wanted time to spend with that family. And network marketing, it's given me the time to spend with my four beautiful children and my best friend in the whole world.
Feel, felt, found approach is just another way of introducing another story. Real life, true experiences from true people. So that's resolve concerns.
Here's the application. The next couple of days, today, as you talk with people and they have concerns, just practice this. It doesn't have to be with the business, okay? It could be about any concern that they have in life. Just practice. I don't know about that. All I know is insert story or I feel, felt, frown. Try that with at least 3 to 5 people today.
And take your focus off of trying to resolve their concern, right? Applying at them. That's a selling approach. All you want to do is connect with people. I don't know about that. All I know is insert story. We think you'll see that it works literally like magic.